Hallelujah. 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 Did you come to worship God this morning? Did you come to hear from the Lord this morning? Did you come to forget about yourself and to concentrate on Him and to worship Him and to declare that He is Lord? Hallelujah. Father, as we come this morning, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We glorify and we magnify your name. And we come now yielding to the unction and to the direction of the teacher, the great Holy Ghost, that we will say what you'd have us to say, do what you'd have us to do, and the end results will be what you would have to be. The lives will be changed. People will become aware of who you are and the importance that you should have in their lives. And changes will take place. Our thinking will be elevated to the level of the Holy Ghost. And we'll become one with you and one with each other. And we'll be strong lights in this world of darkness that you said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. So as we lift you up today, Lord, as we do what you assigned us to do, as we go in the word where you assigned us to go, I thank you, Lord. We bind every hindering force of the devil that we might try to hinder you from doing those things that you have established and that your will would be done. Say that, Lord, your will be done in my life today. Hallelujah. 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 Our subject today, if we have to take one, is God loves you. God loves you. Say that. Say, God loves me. You know, we're having a baptizing when we finish, and Brother Tim, I asked them to remain dressed because of some of the things that we have to do, so they weren't disobeying you. They were doing what I asked them to do. But God loves me. Say that again. God loves me. Tell somebody near you. Say, God loves you. And as I was praying for what to talk about, that's what he gave me. John 3:16 and 17. Our scripture, and this is King James Version. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you listening? Are you hearing? Do you hear God's voice speaking to you? He's using my voice, but you hear the heart of God. He said, I love you so much that I sent my only begotten Son. If you believe in me, you'll not perish, but you'll have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God sent his Son to me. Say that. God sent his Son to me. Say that. God sent his Son to me. Say that. And the Lord says, Cora, tell him that I so loved each one of you, that I so loved the whole world, that I sent my precious Son into the world that if they would believe him, they would not perish and they could have eternal life. Say that. I can have eternal life. And I trust you already do, but if you don't, and if you are in a backslidden condition, or if you are not sure, today is the day of salvation. When you hear his voice speaking to you using my voice, harden not your heart. Walk worthy of the Lord. Walk worthy of the Lord who loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that if you will believe in him, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Vanity read that poem this morning, and this guy thought he was already ready, or this lady thought they were already ready, but got to heaven, and the name wasn't on the book. Make sure your name is on the book. God said, I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling. Many of you have a job and you keep not showing up and you keep not showing up. And you'll go one day and that job will be fulfilled by somebody else. God said, if you keep running from me, you keep running from me, you keep dabbing in and out. So my son is still the same place. But don't weary me, the Lord said. In the Old Testament, you need to go read some of that. They could get off, look like to me, the least little thing. The Lord said, kill them. Or the Lord said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to destroy them. But that's why he said, Jesus. Say, everybody say, Jesus. Yeah. Now, he told me to tell you some things specific, very specific things. He said, I sent my son into the world because I love the world. And that if they will believe in my son, they will not perish, but have everlasting life. In the Old Testament, Miriam and Aaron grumbled against Moses, and God was ready to destroy them, but Moses cried out, God, have mercy on them. But he sent Miriam outside the camp. She turned white as a leper for 7 days, and then she was able to get forgiveness. And then in Job, his friends talked against him. Job knew what he was going through, the test. He knew what it was about, but they didn't. But they talked about the goodness and the greatness of God. God is a great God. He could just blink his eye and I'd be gone, or you'd be gone. But he sent his son. He sent his son, his mercy, that if you believe in him and receive him, you'll not perish and have everlasting life.